No, Mr. Big Voice Man, it's Reginald Atatula with Chris Partee sitting in for John Lopez, who is on vacation this week. Figgy Fig, not on vacation, not yet at least.
Not anytime soon.
Really?
Yeah.
You might have to take a vacation off just to mow your lawn at some point. I know that'd be taking a while.
Yeah, yeah, I might spend a couple days
doing that. I got to let you live on that. I don't know why I keep bringing that up.
No luck on the robot mower, right?
Yeah, oh, no, that's out of the question.
That's out of the window now?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you could spare $500 for a mower.
But that's the cheapest one they have, though. I don't know how good that is.
Yeah,
yeah. So the other ones they got was like, what?
$1,200 or something, you see,
yeah,
right?
$1,200, $2,200.
Actually, don't spend $500 on a mower. Go ahead and save that up for Thursday when myself and Ron do the radiothon. Just go ahead and, when we pass the hat around, just go ahead and drop that in the hat. I see what you did there.
Right, you see that?
Because we'll take the kind that jingles, but we prefer the kind that folds. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're looking for to help.
Also, we have a Cash App. You could cash
out. All right, okay. Okay. All right. There actually is a text line.
Cash App, Zelle, whatever you got.
There is a text line that we will have for donations, but we'll talk about that on Thursday. 6 to 6, man. Anyways, that's not what we're doing here. We're doing the question of the day. What's your most memorable wait? 713-572-4610. Because yesterday, after work, I went around doing some errands or what have you, and I ended up, actually, I said errands. I'm going to be honest. I went to go get some candles.
Okay.
I love me some candles.
And Do you?
They had a sale, and I was like, let me go get some candles.
Oh, did they have a sale? I bet.
Buddy.
Oh, man.
Like $10 candles, brother.
Oh, man.
Where you find them at?
I mean, they're not the only place.
They don't want to give out the...
No, it's not that. It's just the only place
to do it, right?
They're not advertisers. I'm not... I mean, they...
I got you. You can tell me off air.
Yeah, I got you.
You can tell me off air.
I got you for sure. But... So I went, got my candles, and I was leaving the Galleria trying to head home because I needed to rewatch week 5 at Buffalo, which I'll talk about
for today.
Noon. Yeah, for today and my 2024 rewatch. So I was, you know, turning out, and I see on the opposite side, and I guess maybe I shouldn't do the whole thing because, you know, there's active, not legal, but active insurance claims or what have you.
There's an investigation going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a truck that comes and, you know, turns on to Westheimer as I'm turning on to Westheimer. Except they seem to want to get, they're in the middle, I'm in the right lane, and then they want to get into a driveway on the other side, and they decide, bump this car, I can get through.
Mm.
And so it ended up in a little bit of a collision. Everybody's fine, you know, just, you know.
How's the car?
Car drives.
Okay.
It's going to need work.
Yeah, right? Okay. So it'd be like that sometimes. But, you know, we pull over, we exchange information. However, I got damage on the front of my car.
Yeah.
He got damage on the back of his car. Insurance companies might do the very basic of...
Without the whole story.
This is your fault. Exactly. Without the whole story.
Without context.
I might be in a lurch.
You look like you're at fault.
I'm like...
But you're not.
I don't believe that I am. So I was like, you know what I need? Police report, right? I need somebody, an authority that can get the story at least so that it's not just my word versus your word.
Exactly.
We got story, right? So we call HPD, and here's the problem. In Houston, if it's not bleeding, if ain't nobody hurt, if you're not blocking the roadway... It's hard to get a police officer out there, except I knew the circumstances. I'm not trying to get my insurance rates jumping up for no reason. Yeah. So I'm like, I need this police report. So I'm going to wait. And wait I did. Through rain. I'm literally right outside the gallery. I'm right in front of the Cheesecake Factory. I'm seeing.
Folks walking by.
It's people fancy. I mean, it's a Monday night, so not as bad as it could be, but there's people out here with their lady, you know what I mean, looking nice. It's people with the perfume on. I can smell walking back and forth. It's some people just at the Galleria. But I'm just standing out here in the rain waiting for a police officer that, mind you, never showed up. And I was like, this is a miserable wait. This is a miserable wait.
It sounds like it.
Because my phone was also dying.
Oh, my.
Like, just miserable in all facets.
So just all around bad.
I am raw dogging this wait. I am just standing here looking at the street. And so that got me thinking, what are your most memorable waits? Because I will be remembering that wait for a very long, especially if these insurance insurance claim don't go the way I want to. I'm gonna be real hot.
I'm hoping they don't try to play you here, dog. I'm really hoping they don't. It'd be like that sometimes, but I really hope not. The insurance man, when they go up, they go up.
Yeah, they're gonna hit you with that $500 deductible.
Man.
Yep.
Goodness gracious. Oh, man. Did you have any witnesses, though? I just went on that real quick.
Thankfully, there was a witness. Hopefully that helps.
So that might, and you got their information, I'm sure. So that might help you.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
That might help.
I was going to say I'll keep you informed, but I don't know if that's one something I should do. Whatever. Whatever happens in the future. More importantly, I'm interested in.
Hopefully it works out.
Do you guys have, again, 713-572-4610, do you guys have your memorable waits? And yes, I see you 713 saying candles. Did you take a bath and let Calgon take you away too?
Calgon, take me away.
What I will tell you is, you know who really likes the candles as well? The ladies. Anyways.
That's true.
Anyways.
A little too much sometimes.
Hey, the house going to be smelling all right though, man.
House going to be smelling all right.
That's
but,
right.
But candles ain't cheap, dog.
You home.
Oh, that's why I went to unless you find a sale.
Yeah.
That ain't every day though.
It'd be about $25 each.
Sometimes more than that. Yankee candles and some of them other ones, man. Hey, okay, so I have a memorable wait, more so because I don't like waiting, and I was very irritated.
Mm-hmm.
So 2014, me and a group of friends, we went to WrestleMania 30 down in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And
New Orleans is such an interesting host city because they host things well, but it's still a pretty small city.
Yeah, so you can imagine how packed it was.
Yeah,
for any big event like that in a city like, well, any city, but a city like New Orleans, any big event, so... We go to, I forget the name of the restaurant. It's been, you know, obviously over a decade now. And I didn't realize how long the wait was going to be.
Oh, for food.
For food,
oh,
yeah, food.
No.
Now, I'm fine with, okay, an hour, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, I'm fine.
I am as well.
I'm fine with that. Once you start creeping up into, you know, 90 minutes, 2 hours, this wait was 3 hours, dog. Ugh. 3 hours.
Was it a fancy place?
It was a nice spot.
Okay.
The food was good, but you should have seen. Now, you see what my shirt says, right?
Hangry.
Yes, because I get hangry.
Okay.
I get irritated and angry if I don't eat at a specific time. So I'm in line waiting, and I'm just getting more irritated and more irritated. And my boys, they can see. They're like, yeah, Party, he not happy right now. I was like, hey, y'all, never again. Never again will I go anywhere with you and wait more than an hour to eat. So when they... At this time, I was living in Austin. So when they came to visit me in Austin, you know, maybe 8 months later, they wanted to go to, I think it was Franklin's Barbecue, which is...
No. That is a world-renowned barbecue spot, and it's not like they are maximized for efficiency.
They are not.
Uh-huh.
If you ever been there, or if you don't know, it's a very small place, so capacity is not very much. So we get there, the line is wrapped around, and it's going outside. And I'm like, once we had two cars, we had that many people. I pulled up, I told him, hey, if y'all want to go eat there, go ahead. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing that. I'll see y'all later.
I will not be there.
Whoever's in my car, we're going to go somewhere else. So we ended up just ordering it another day, and my buddy went and picked it up, and we ate somewhere else that day because I was not waiting another 3 hours in line to eat food.
I think that is 100% fair.
I just wasn't going to do it. Like, I'm not doing it.
I'm actually good with the wait to some degree. 3 hours is a lot.
I don't care what it is. Jesus could be making that food.
Wow.
I'm not waiting. No,
you're
no.
You're not waiting for Jesus?
I'm not waiting. Not for his food. Not for 3 hours. No. I'm not doing it. Sorry.
That's wild.
I'm sorry.
Some waits that are... Y'all have some great wait stories in here on the text line. From the 832 said... I will keep it anonymous, although I did say you're 832, so I don't know.
That could be anybody.
That's the whole point of it, right? Waiting for a vasectomy.
Okay.
You got your stuff all taped up, laying there, waiting for the doc to walk in. Took like 15 minutes before the procedure could start. Yeah, I imagine that's just a very vulnerable place.
It sounds vulnerable.
You just... Your manhood out here with the air on it, but they not actively doing anything. Just like, please.
You're just hanging out.
Cover me up. From the 281, easy one, birth of my kids. Oh, was it a long labor, or was it just like, I need this to happen?
All of it.
Fair enough. This 832, waiting in line for gas after Hurricane Ike.
Oh, I'm sure that was miserable.
Dude,
that was miserable.
Yes. This is going to sound bad. I apologize. Does it make it any better if you're like, I ain't got no choice? Because I thought that was one of the things for me last night where I was just like, I could just leave. Because I could do this, but I waited thinking I really need this thing that thinking I ultimately didn't get.
Thinking someone would come eventually,
right,
and they did not.
Like when we were talking about that yesterday where like if you're waiting in line and you wait in line and then you ultimately get to the end of the line and they ain't got no more.
Yeah.
Like, does it make it any better if you're like, I have no choice but to wait? Or is it worse if you're like, I could have gone home? I chose to waste these 2-3 hours.
I think it make it worse when you sitting there and you like, man, do I really need this
police
report?
Do I have
report?
To be here again?
Yeah, so now at that point, you 2 hours in. So you be like, I might as well wait since I waited all this time.
It's funny how we talk ourselves into things. It's like, okay, I've already waited an hour and a half.
Pot committed.
What's 30 more minutes?
We're pot committed. Which you're never pot committed, to be completely honest. And I say that. I know that academically. I don't act on it, as evidenced by being outside for 2 hours in the rain yesterday. Some other ones that have come in. Most memorable weight was 211 pounds. It's the most I ever weighed. Oh, a different way of looking at it.
Hey, that's crazy. Hey, when you first brought this up to me, that's what I thought. I was like, most memorable weight. I'm like, all right. 205 pounds, I guess. I don't know. I mean, hey.
This is a really good one from the 346. Try sitting in the doctor's office waiting for the test results after drinking too much and sleeping with the wrong woman and praying to God that she still loves you. Yeah, I imagine that's a tough one. Like, oh, there are plenty of people at the clinic getting that test. What test? That test.
Yeah.
Actually, multiple tests.
Yeah.
It ain't just one.
Yeah.
They got a couple you need to check with.
Yeah.
Check off.
832, 3 hours for a scheduled oil change at a car dealership. Wife was stuck there with a newborn baby 25 years ago, but I'll never forget. Yeah, you shouldn't. 3 hours for a schedule. Like,
that is
crazy. I didn't just pull up on you.
Yeah.
I scheduled this.
You know what?
Why is this taking
I want to know how much is that oil change at that point?
Better be free. Y'all better comp this. Put this on the house.
It was
3 hours?
It was at the dealership, so it wasn't cheap. It was at
That's
the dealership.
That's crazy.
It was at the dealership. It wasn't cheap.
I can't. And then this is a great one as well from the 936. June 1994, canceled flight led to a 6-hour layover at Memphis Airport. Memorable because OJ's white Bronco chase scene was unfolding on every TV. I imagine that takes a little bit of the edge off. At least you had some entertainment. Anytime that you got the canceled flight where you have and you don't you're stuck there again, Figgy, in that same way where you're just like, can I go anywhere? What's happening? Yeah.
Am I wasting my time now? Right. Or
should I just leave? Should I just book another one? Or
I get a hotel?
Should I just thug it out or what? You know?
And it's you never know ahead. They're never just like, here, it's going to be 5 hours. It's like,
nope.
We'll be 45. Give us 45 minutes. And then that 45, give us another 30. Give us another hour. And then all of a sudden you're like, I've been here all day long. Why are we not flying yet?
Why am I not
just
here
be
yet?
Honest with me? Damn.
Yeah, man. Unofficial army slogan: hurry up and wait. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just being in the service. Someone said waiting for those discharge papers, and I can only imagine.
Oh my goodness.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you getting involved on the question of the day. What's your most memorable wait? And I appreciate all the people that had good wishes about me and my particular fender bender. I am fine. Just for anybody that actually cared. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where it looks like TJ Watt, could he be traded? And also, what's happening with all these second-round picks not getting signed yet? Let's talk about that next.